You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
The 6 week on biological and cultural diversity ended with harsh questioning to mega projects. The free trade agreements and the mega projects destroy ecosystems. They also cause poverty, hunger, migration, and delinquency. They exploit cheap labor and violate the rights of the Mesoamerican peoples, especially the native peoples. These are the conclusions reached by the more than 600 participants of the 6 week of biological and cultural diversity, which ended on Friday in the Guatemalan community of Yalambococh, close to the Mexican border. There were expressions of solidarity with the people of Honduras and Mexico because of the invasion of GMOs. There were calls to strengthen the voice of the victims of climate change and a rejection to the advance of the Mesoamerican project, formerly known as Plan Puebla Panama. The 6 week demanded the Central American governments to ratify and enforce ILO's 169 Convention on Indigenous Peoples' Rights and called to strengthen the alternative communication as a tool to counter the flow of mainstream news. The final declaration of the meeting is very clear when proposing alternatives. It is urgent that the governments prioritize a sustainable life of the peoples and adopt a good way of living as a lifestyle, they said. For this purpose, a commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions is necessary, as well as banning big dams, consulting the communities about mega projects, leaving hydrocarbons underground, paying the ecologic debt, and stopping the development of monocultures such as palm oil and sugarcane. The 6 week also exposed a criminalization of the social movements and the dramatic situation that the women and young people are suffering in Mesoamerica. Natalia Atz, member of SEBA, Friends of the Earth, Guatemala, one of the organizing groups, said, quote, "We have a very rich experience of brotherhood. We might say the social movements of Mesoamerica are becoming stronger."
You're listening to Real World News.